For those eager to see the trial of Saddam Hussein, be patient. The trial date is expected after Iraq becomes a sovereign state sometime next summer. Commentator Austin Bay believes it'll be worth the wait.
By now, the photos are as familiar as 10-year-old shoes. The furrowed brow, the weary eyes, the skitzy beard. With those pathetic snapshots, Saddam Hussein's power to inspire fear went poof. The smirking dictator was reduced to a tattered brute groveling in a hole. That's good. The man who threatened the mother of all battles turns out to be Mama's little wimp. The bully who paid suicide bombers to murder kids in cafes gave up his pistol without firing a shot. Kiss the Middle Eastern strongman myth goodbye, and good riddance to that destructive lie. Saddam's first hours of incarceration are indicative of Iraq's path to a more secure and just future, where the rule of law replaces the whim of the strongman. Consider the tape of Saddam confronting a U.S. Army medic and a tongue depressor. If there's ever an Academy Award for a video short improving history in favor of justice and human rights, that clip takes the Oscar. For genuine Democrats, a disheveled mass murderer opening his mouth to say, "Ah," is more than a perfect portrait of defeat. The thug who gassed Kurds and Iranians, slaughtered Shias, and minced children in shredders, gets a medical checkup. The rule of law means the worst among us, once imprisoned, receives decent treatment. America arrested him, but how Saddam faces justice is the decision of a free Iraqi people. In early December, Iraq's governing council created a war crimes tribunal. The council wants open trials that demonstrate the fairness of the criminal investigations, as well as the depravity of the crimes. Unfortunately, the usual defeatists in the U.S. and Europe sneered. However, Saddam's former sidekick, Tariq Aziz, takes the court seriously. One report has Aziz hiring French attorney Jacques Vergès. The defender of such noxious jerks is Nazi Gestapo chief Klaus Barbie and the Marxist terrorist Carlos the Jackal. The downside of the rule of law is, of course, trial lawyers. But Saddam should ask Vergès for his card. With the rule of law, even the million-man murderer will get his day in court.
The comments of Austin Bay, a nationally syndicated columnist, a colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve, and author of the novel The Wrong Side of Brightness.